This podcast is for the brave hearts, the black sheep, the rebels. If you're willing to face your fears and optimize your time on this planet, you are among friends. This is the Erin Evans Podcast. Hello and welcome back. What is the worst feeling in the world? It haunts you. It destroys the possibility of enjoyment, and it eats you alive. I'll give you a few examples. Vulnerability hangover, downplaying successes, mom guilt, buyer's remorse, disgracing the family's name, food guilt, survivor's guilt. What do all of these things have in common? That our decisions or actions are somehow flawed, inadequate, we have committed an offense, and we are at fault. It is the gremlin, the ghost of guilt. It is the belief that nothing I do is ever good enough, I should have done more, and I am inherently a bad person. There are many types of guilt. Reactionary guilt is when one lashes out, reacts, lies, cheats, steals, breaks a promise, and afterwards feels bad because we've hurt someone. In cases like this, we must right our wrongs, have a conversation and apologize, fix what's broken, and hopefully we can wash our hands clean of that and move forward. As Maya Angelou says, when you know better, you do better. I'm less interested in reactionary guilt and more interested in maladaptive or existential guilt. Maladaptive guilt is a chronic feeling of guilt for things that are outside of our control. It could be people's perception of our lives, our family's opinions about our love life and our professional life. It is if our values are inconsistent with cultural norms and we feel pressure to conform. Existential guilt is negative feelings about injustice of the world and our unpaid obligation to life. Survivor's guilt. Perhaps you came from an underprivileged family and you were successful, and there is a feeling of guilt associated with that about your performance or success in the world. A friend of mine and I were chatting about this, and he said that this type of guilt is the dark side of responsibility. So the risk is that our boundaries become porous. We start to overgive because we can never meet the unrealistic expectations we set for ourselves, and in turn leads to resentment. A client of mine has aging parents, and she recently moved them across Canada to be in a home that she could be close enough to take them to their appointments and visit them. She is also raising a family of her own and working full-time. She feels a tremendous amount of guilt, like she's not doing enough. In my eyes, she's doing everything she can. Yet her parents' resistance to living in a home is having her question her actions and the decisions that she's taken in their honor. Society sets certain standards of behaviors, morals, that we abide by. We sacrifice short-term interest for the benefit of society. It is accepted that we are loyal to our families, we respect authority, we help our community out, return favors, and respect other people's properties. Morals keep us in check and allow our community to function. You know, that saying, it takes a village. But for each of us, our ability to give is totally dependent on the state of life we're in, our financial situation, and our capacity. Beyond what I've mentioned, what are some hidden expectations within the family that you are born into, even the family that you've created? What are the unwritten expectations of you in the workforce? In some industries, it is considered the norm to work overtime, to check email on the weekend, and to always be available. And as good Samaritans, we follow these hidden expectations, unwritten rules, but at what cost? And for whose approval? It is time to renew and upgrade our expectations of ourselves. If guilt, and I mean maladaptive guilt, chronic feelings of nothing is ever good enough or I'm a bad person, this is up for renewal. It takes a lot of your emotional real estate, its energy and attention, and there's no real reward for it. So what are we going to do about it? We must first bring awareness to how often the mind is looping and replaying how we are not quite doing our best. The second is to right the wrong. If you've done something wrong, then come clean. Have the conversation. Then we start to challenge where existential or maladaptive guilt is coming up, and we start to look for flaws in the story we're telling ourselves. We see all the places we took right action and that our action is consistent with the big vision we have for our lives. For those of you that are working parents, you are creating financial stability for your family. It's not the same as a stay-at-home parent. This requires a deep trust in your own aesthetic for how you want to live your life. Our values are totally different than each other, and it's a good thing. It makes it really interesting. We must challenge all the places that we're taking over responsibility or believing that we are somehow wrong in having an opinion or a direction. This reevaluation of priorities gives us a sense of empowerment over our lives. Because when you make a decision, the person that you were at that time did the best with the information that they had. Continue to ask yourself, whose opinion am I worried about? Your responsibility is first and foremost to yourself. Once you're steady and strong, you become a pillar for your family and your community. Guilt has no benefit to you. In order for us to move forward with grace, to inspire the people around us, it requires deep self-evaluation and understanding our own power. Take your power back and take a freaking stand for your own life and what you value. Each of us is a work in progress, and every time we find ourselves in a chronic state of I could have done better, I'm inadequate, we're wasting our pretty. The world, as I always say, needs you, but we need you when you feel alive, curious, and available. It's important to take the time you need to do the things that are important to you. You are exactly where you're meant to be. You are not a bad person, and enough is enough. Do your best and then let it go. If you liked what you heard, be sure to rate and subscribe to this podcast. And until next time, celebrate the little one. Celebrate the little wins.